Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Welcome aboard Mark Feinstein right now, MLB.com executive reporter. I think he's covering Cubs Nats. Is that correct, Mark?
That is correct. I'm at Nationals Park as we speak.
There you go. All right, Mark. We'll start with that series, then we'll get into a little Yankees baseball as well with you. But what about interesting series when you look at it for this Washington team? I mean, really, the time is now. I mean, they've had great regular seasons. You look at this starting rotation. Harper's back. I mean, when you look at this Washington team, they strengthened the bullpen as well. It's not about the regular season. It's about winning the postseason here.
No question. And as long as Max Scherzer is healthy, which they believe he is, I think the Nationals have a really good chance here against the defending world champions. Strasburg Scherzer is a 1-2 is a pretty tough combo to beat, especially at home. But Scherzer's hamstring, to me, is really the X factor of this entire series.
What is the latest they've said on that, Mark, by the way, with this hamstring?
Well, he was supposed to throw a bullpen today. I think he did. We haven't heard anything off of it yet.
Gotcha.
Dusty was saying earlier that, they think he's okay. They think he's going to be okay. And they're going with Strasburg in game one to give Scherzer that extra day. But I think the general anticipation around here is that Scherzer will be ready for game two. And like I said, that also leaves him available for game five if there is one. So
sure.
Sort of like the Indians are with Kluber going two and then potentially five, you can start your ace off not in game one and still have him ready for the biggest game.
Hey, Mark, Mark asked you about, the pressure on Washington. Just in the National League landscape, in your eyes, who has the most pressure? I think there's a lot of pressure on a lot of teams. The Cubs, obviously, defending champs, but Washington, I would agree, a lot of pressure there. But the Dodgers as well, too, simply because of the season they had. Where do you think the most pressure lies?
Well, it's funny. I think the least pressure is on the Cubs. They won last year.
Right, they did.
They broke
yep.
the curse. They're here. They're trying for a repeat, first time since the Yankees, and that would obviously be a sort of an affirmation of what they did last year, but they did it last year. They broke mm-hmm. that curse. They were the biggest story in sports in 2016. They can come out here, and it's not quite house money, but it's close. I think the Nationals probably have the most pressure on them in this round because they haven't gotten out of this round before. They've been a really good team. They've been a team with a lot of expectations that hasn't been able to get it done to get even to the NLCS. The Dodgers, I think right now, as good as their season was going, what happened to them in late August and into September, I don't think the expectations are as big. I think a lot of teams look at them and wonder if they're going to be that dominant team from early in the season. So, it's been, 29 years for the Dodgers since they've won a World Series, but the Nationals are going on a lot longer than that as far as being an organization. So I would say the Nationals probably have the most pressure on them at least to get out of the first round.
I'm curious, Mark, what's the tone or what's the tenor of the Nat fan base going into this postseason?
I think Washington in general is an anxious fan base when it comes to postseason. We've seen it with the Capitals time and time again. We've seen it with the Nationals time and time again. When the Redskins used to make the playoffs, we'd see it with them time and time again. It's sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop. It kind of feels like it did in Chicago last year where, Cubs fans are saying, this all feels really well and good, but how is this going to end badly for us? And I think Nationals fans have great hope for this team, but, the second you heard about Scherzer's hamstring, it was, oh, here we go again. So they're excited. I expect you'll see a big sea of red here at Nationals Park tomorrow night. But if they lose game one, it's going to be a very anxious fan base.
Yeah, I would advise them to win game one. I would agree.
Why, Benny? You've been watching baseball a long time.
Exactly. I would just because of their fan base. That's why exactly. The other guy that Scherzer question hamstring and that Bryce Harper. He did get back, but he didn't play much. That's for sure. His status, where he is right now, how much of an impact he can have.
Yeah, we spoke to him earlier. He says he's healthy. He feels good. He's excited to be back in the playoffs and to get a chance at this again. And the only guy who I think is more excited, although you'd never be able to tell, is Strasburg, who wasn't in the playoffs last year. He was hurt. Of course, there was the year where they didn't let him pitch. So This is really his first major opportunity. Game one starter, defending world champion on the side of the field. Harper and Strasburg have a lot to prove in this postseason, and I think they're ready for that challenge.
Strasburg was their best pitcher down the stretch, too, honestly.
Oh, yeah, really, no question about it.
Yeah, he pitched really, really well. Mark, let's transition away from that series of the National League over here to the American League. And, you got Yankee playoff baseball tonight in Cleveland. When you look at this Yankee team, Eddie and I had a discussion a little bit earlier on. Eddie referenced pressure in the National League. Do you think there's pressure on this Yankee team, even with the expectations on the Yankees going into this series against Cleveland?
I really don't. Eddie and I were there at the game on Tuesday night, and I think there was pressure on the Yankees Tuesday to win the wild card game, not to have another one-and-done situation, and to get their first playoff win in 5 years. But now they're underdogs here, and that's not a role the Yankees have been in very often. They're playing a team that won 102 games, had a 22-game winning streak, was in the World Series last year. Everybody's expecting the Indians to win this series, and I think the Yankees, because of that, can really just play loose and not sit there tight and with all the pressure in the world on them. Yes, there's pressure from New York, there's pressure from the fan base, and there's internal pressure inside that clubhouse, but they've got a lot of kids in there who haven't been through this before, and they're just having fun with it. This isn't a group that's gone through the disappointments of big, tough ALCS losses or World Series losses the way that, some of the guys from that 09, 10, 11 team had done. So I think they're just going to have fun with it, and they know that they're underdogs in the series, and I think that takes a lot of the pressure off.
Mark Fonsan, MLB.com reporter with us. He's down in Washington for the Cubs and Nationals. We're talking a little bit about the Yankees. Now, you covered the Yankees a long time, Mark. You covered Girardi as well, too. We were kicking this around before. If it comes to 2-0 down, back for Game 3, Severino slated Game 4, is there a switch there in your mind?
I don't think so. I think, Tanaka's been in big spots before. He pitches great at Yankee Stadium. And I think now there has to be at least a partial question in the minds of Joe Girardi and Larry Rothschild about Severino, not long term, but just, how is he going to respond from this huge disappointing outing that he had? And was it the pressure of the playoffs? Was it just a bad matchup? Was it just a bad location on his fastball? But Tanaka, especially the last time we saw him on the mound, he was striking out 15 guys in 7 scoreless innings. He pitches really well at home. He doesn't seem to be a guy who's fazed by anything. And the wild card game he pitched 2 years ago, he pitched a good game. He just got beat by Dallas Keuchel, who didn't give up anything. So I don't think so. I think it would be Tanaka with a fairly short leash on him.
Mark, were you surprised Betances wasn't used Tuesday night?
No, not really. He struggled a little bit. I think given the way that game was going, Girardi was going to keep the hot hand out there, and Canely had come in, gotten it out. There was no reason to get rid of him at that point. I think, he would have brought Betances in if it was maybe a couple more runs. But we've seen 4-run leads evaporate pretty quickly. And all it takes is, a couple of walks by Betances, and all of a sudden you're bringing in Chapman for a 5 or 6 out save. I don't think they really wanted to do that either. So I wasn't really surprised by it. That said, they're going to need him in this series if they're going to win, because you can't get 5-6 innings or 4 or 5 innings out of Green, Robertson, Kingley every night. So especially game one, when those three guys I referenced probably aren't available tonight, if they're leading late innings, they're going to have to have a chance out there, and they're going to have to hope that he can, find his old form.
Mark, how about Gray? It pitched well with the Athletics against the Tigers in the postseason a couple years ago. It was brought here to help strengthen the starting rotation, give him a solid answer, throw him into the mix, gets the start tonight. What about Sonny Gray handling the moment tonight, game one in Cleveland?
Well, I think the fact that he's been there before, like you said, with Oakland 1 year, certainly helps. This isn't going to be the first time he's seen these bright lights in a big postseason game. So that I think certainly gives him something of an advantage over a guy who had never been out there. But as we all know, doing this in New York with the Yankees, especially when you were the big guy they acquired at the trade deadline, there's some extra pressure and extra stuff that comes along with that too. So I don't know Sonny Gray that well. People that I've spoken to have described him as a very, sort of cool, calm, collected type of guy in terms of his mentality. So everybody I've talked to thinks he'll be able to handle this just fine. But again, you're facing the Indians, who just mashed pitchers all year long. So, if he goes out there, much like Severino the other night, if he goes out there and doesn't have it, I don't know that it's because he can't handle the pressure as much as he's facing a pretty darn good lineup.
Mm-hmm. Mark Feinsand, our guest, Moose and Ed here for Mike as we go through the afternoon here on the day the Yankees will play the Indians in game one of best of five out in Cleveland. You covered the Indians for a long time as well, too, or saw them a lot, and Terry Francona, too. Your thoughts on this team this year with the group that he has together coming into this series?
I'm going to say it. I don't know who you think you're talking to. I've never covered the Indians.
No, I'm not saying covered them, but you covered them along the way as you covered the Yankees. That's what I meant.
And I was there last year in the World Series, and it's an impressive team, top to bottom. Obviously, right. Their bullpen is as good as any bullpen in the league, maybe this side of the Yankees. I do think the Yankees have an advantage in the bullpen, as good as Cleveland's is. Andrew Miller is, an animal of a different kind when it comes to the postseason. He will do whatever Terry Francona asks of him, whenever he asks of him. And Tito's one of those guys who just seems to push the right buttons, whether it's, people are questioning why isn't Kluber starting game one. Francona's not doing something he thinks is going to hurt his team. So he thinks this is the right move. If it doesn't work, he's going to get second-guessed to death if they go down 0-1 at home. But this Indians team's been through a lot. Their first half wasn't as good as people had expected it would be, but it's amazing what a 22-game winning streak will do for a team's confidence. And the one thing people, sort of overlooked during that streak, as good as the offense was and as great as their bullpen's been, that rotation had like a 1.6 ERA through that 22-game stretch. I think they were 18-0. So it wasn't like they were, winning late and just relying on the bullpen. They had the best rotation ERA in the American League this year. They had the best bullpen ERA in the American League this year. They got a lot of bats, but that pitching staff is really, really dangerous.
Mark, final one, and that is a series that's about to get underway in about a half hour from now down in Houston, and the Red Sox and the Astros. Yeah, we both kind of believe that, Houston and Cleveland separated themselves. Doesn't necessarily mean they march on to the American League Championship Series. But what about Boston and Houston? Verlander's been fantastic. Do you give Houston the significant advantage in that five-game series?
I definitely give them an advantage. They have home field. And Sale, as great as his first 3-4 months were, looked a little more human down the stretch. I don't know if it's the innings piling up. I don't know if it's the pressure of a pennant race, which he didn't have in Chicago. Whatever it was, he didn't look like the same guy that dominated the entire league from, April through July. So, that'll be interesting to see. Verlander obviously has been terrific since he's come to Houston and even his last month or so at Detroit. So, Verlander's a guy, he's been in the World Series, he's pitched these huge games before. I think the Astros are a better team top to bottom. That said, a lot of the guys on the Red Sox lineup had years that weren't as good as their years last year. Bradley, Betts, Bogarts. If those guys turn it on and look like what they were in 2016, the Red Sox lineup is going to be really hard to deal with. So I think tonight or today you're looking at probably a really low scoring kind of pitching duel. But the Red Sox don't have a great rotation. I think Houston can probably score enough runs to win this series.
Mark, enjoy Cubs Nats. We appreciate the time this afternoon.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark Feinsand, MLB.com executive reporter. Dan Plesac, MLB Network, will join us top of the 4 o'clock hour, and really don't disagree with the series that gets underway in a little less than a half hour from now. I mean, yeah. Houston and Boston will be a fun series, but the Red Sox certainly have to step up their play, amp up their play, based on the way that this Houston team finished it out and the expectations coming in for the Astros as well.
Yeah, no, listen, they're high, there's no question. But having a 1-2 like that in the playoffs is huge. Verlander, the way he's pitching right now, if he continues, it's been absurd. And then you've got to throw your ace. You've got Sale. It drops off after that with the Red Sox. Pomeranz, fine, okay this year, Porcello, et cetera, but it drops off. And all of a sudden, you get a Verlander type game and you're up 1-0, it's tough. It becomes tough for the Sox.
We'll get to your baseball calls. Yankees, Mets, whatever's on your mind. 877-337-6666. Do that next after the update. Here's John.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.